Gary was a member of the Town of Almont Council before amalgamation and is presently a member of the Town of Mississippi Mills Council, where he holds the position of Chair of the Committee of the Whole and the position of Acting Mayor when the Mayor is out of the municipality. Gary has been a member on the Board of Directors of the Almont General Hospital, the Mills Community Support Corporation, the Lanier County United Way, and the Mississippi River Power Corporation. He is a past two-term president of the Almont Civitan Club and a member of the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 240. Over the years, Gary has chaired many community fundraising events to raise funds to build or restore community buildings and parks. Gary Dalgetty.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our all-candidate meeting tonight. First, I would like to thank TIPS organization for hosting this event. And by the show of the crowd here, it's quite successful. I've stood at this podium on a number of occasions seeking your support to fill the position as councillor for the ward of Almont. On this occasion, I'm seeking your support to fill the position of mayor of Mississippi Mills. If elected as mayor of the town of Mississippi Mills, I will continue to support the restoration and maintenance of our roads, our bridges, buildings, sidewalks, and our parks within all of Mississippi Mills as laid out in the asset management plan and according to the Accessibility Act requirements. Our water and sewer infrastructure still requires a lot of repair, and I will continue to support the restoration of our water and sewer systems, and I will continue to work towards establishing a detailed phased-in financial plan that will spread the cost of these projects over a number of years to avoid large instant increases to the bills. I will continue to work within the boundaries of the town's financial plan that has been established to provide the town with the parameters to pay for major infrastructure works to eventually eliminate the town's debt and to stabilize and minimize the tax increases. I will support and continue to work with the Public Works Department, the property owners, and the merchants of the downtown core of Almont to plan and implement a downtown revitalization program. I will ensure that the property owners within the Heritage Conservation District study area are given the opportunity to voice their opinions on the HCD concept and to become more involved in the study guidelines process. I will continue to support all of the special events that are held in this community, and I will continue to support the work of the arts and culture groups, the museums, the youth groups, and the senior groups, and the many volunteer organizations and associations within Mississippi Mills. We on a daily basis work so very hard to make the town of Mississippi Mills an exciting place for our residents. Mississippi Mills is really lacking in a business investment, and I will endeavor to make our business park a one-stop shopping experience for prospective businesses by providing all the necessary services that are required to set up their business and in the park, and by cutting the red tape that now exists in the purchasing process. I will work to ensure that new growth in our community is smart growth, and that includes mixed housing and intensification, and it meets the needs of our diverse population and is developed in a fashion that will maintain the small-town character and the rural atmosphere that the residents of Mississippi Mills so much enjoy. I will continue to listen and work with all the residents in Mississippi Mills on a one-on-one basis or as a group to discuss and to alleviate any concerns or complaints that they may have. Your opinions and input in the decision-making process are very important to me. Over the years as a member of council, I've worked with and alongside many fine mayors, good councillors from all wards, and great staff and inspired residents to nurture and develop this community into the beautiful community that it has become. And if elected mayor of Mississippi Mills, I will continue to work to do the best I can. I have the leadership skills, I have the municipal experience, and I have the confidence in my abilities to continue to work and serve this community as its mayor for the next 4 years. And if I am elected as mayor of Mississippi Mills, I will transform the new council into a lean, mean working machine that will work with the united purpose of serving the residents of this community. Thank you very much.
Seems to go by very quickly. Here it comes. Okay, Allison and Walker, if you could come. Sorry. Wow. I bet you're all glad you're down there.
My name is Allison Carson. My question is directed to each of you. What are you going to do to further the youth involvement in our community, and how are you going to ensure that each youth gets a chance to share their voice? Thank you.
You can choose the order. Who would like it first? John? Okay.
I'm not really totally clear with the question. How are we going to assure that youth participate?
Yep. We'll do it. If you want to start.
No,
go ahead.
No, I have no problem with that. I don't think we eliminate them now, particularly. I don't know that, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I meet so many youth regularly in all these participations I take in the community. So I talk to a lot of them on a regular basis. I visited the high schools. I visited the public schools. I do meet a lot of people. So I think I hear from them. I don't know how we would have their input in the, official input, but I think I unofficially talk to many, many of them on a regular basis, and I talk to them on the streets. So I feel very comfortable that I know a lot of their views.
Well, we've had the youth come to council on numerous occasions for the Augusta Street Park, for tips, for the skateboard park, and they were always welcome to speak their minds and speak to council. Our recreation plan shows that we have a deficit in programs for kids between, say, 16 to 21 sort of thing. This has to be looked at. And if I am mayor, I'll welcome the younger population to council anytime they wish to come. Thank you.
John. Oh, sorry. Oh, I have to say your name. Sean McLaughlin.
Well, thank you. Every politician is going to tell you that they're there to listen. And it's true, but if you don't put in place the mechanisms to listen, well, the listening gets more difficult. So I did talk about having open town hall meetings. Any one of those meetings, anybody, any age group can come and talk. We could even hold special town hall meetings just for people under the voting age if that turns out to be useful. Because if we don't make it easy to listen and are putting ourselves out there to listen, then you can't be heard.
We've lost Walker, so. Here it comes.
So my name is Jeff Bosco. I look around and I don't see a whole lot of people that look like me. They're all mostly a little bit older. They seem to have time to come out to these meetings. A lot of people my age, we can't. What are you planning to do to make our voice heard and make yourselves available to us?
You like that one? Okay, one, two.
Well, I don't want to be like repetitive, but again, if we make a mechanism at any different times, whatever time of day, Yes, I'm not saying this. This is not necessarily the town hall thing. In fact, we can even discuss what a proper town hall meeting will be. We're going to provide a mechanism. I will personally provide, as mayor, ways for people to get and talk with me and staff on regular occasions at hours that are convenient for you. So if you have a reason to speak to me, you can just send me an email or phone number and say, I have 10 friends who want to talk. We'll set up a meeting and we'll talk. There should be no barriers to getting to your mayor if I am your mayor, because I'll make myself available like I've always done to everybody so far as counselor.
Go ahead, Gary. Gary. Yeah. Sorry. Gary Dalgetty.
Well, I have no problem in meeting people and talking to people. My three ways of getting people to talk to me and me talking to people is one-on-one. I welcome any conversation one-on-one. I get many, many emails, many phone calls, and I chat with the people. Secondly, if there's a group of people that comes to council with a complaint or a problem, we listen to the problem, and I would recommend that we set a meeting up with the appropriate staff to address the problem, and then to sit down and talk with a representative number of people from the audience that wishes to discuss the problem. The third is that council sits down with the group and iron the problem out or have a public meeting on the problem and discuss it. But I'm willing to talk to anybody, anytime, and talk to them and solve the problems. If mayor, I will be doing that. Thank you.
John Levi.
Yeah, well, my comment is that if these gentlemen become mayor, they're going to talk to you. I talk to everybody on a regular basis. I stop in at the coffee shops. I go to the hockey rink and watch my grandkids play and talk to the parents. And I meet the younger people there, the middle-aged ones that are busy and can't come to meetings. So I talk to hundreds of people on a regular basis. So I feel very connected day to day. So if they want special meetings, fine. My office is always open. I answer all my calls back. And I'm doing that now as mayor, and I will continue.
Hello, my name is Mariah Caswell. The public library is often overlooked in municipal politics. I'd like to know what you plan to do, what your plans are with the public library, where you see the Mississippi Mills Public Library in our community in the future.
She wants to know whether you're going to see the Mississippi Mills Public Library in the future, what your plans are for.
I don't.
Did you get that?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. John Levi.
I don't mind talking about our library. We invest fairly heavily in our libraries. We have upgraded a little bit in the one in Pakenham, and we're doing a space needs study there now. There's a lot of expansion in programs under our new librarian. So I think that our library is one of the best in the area, Eastern Ontario. So I will continue to do that and follow the same process that's happening now. It's an excellent board there, and I think everything is in good shape.
Go ahead. Well, Gary Dalgetty.
We just hired a new librarian, which is a very good purchase for us. So not a purchase, but a very good acquisition for us. There has been talk in the last couple of years that the library needs expansion because of the number of people now that are coming to our town and using our libraries. And this is going to be on the books shortly, but the Pakenham Library, we have done a lot of renovations to it, and there is thoughts with the Pakenham Library, with the school out there having about 98 students now, that someday this is going to close. So what we need is a study to see whether we expand that, expand the library in Pakenham. There is a limitation on the land that's available to us there, or whether we'll transfer the library over to the school. So there is lots of thoughts going on about the libraries in Mississippi Mills, and they will be coming up in the future.
Sean McLaughlin.
I think our new head librarian, Pam, is doing an excellent job working programs and expanding the library services to meet the expanding population. But that's not going to be good enough at the rate we're growing. We're going to have to put some more money into the libraries. But again, we always have this issue with raising taxes for it. We give $46,000 every year to Carlton Place so people in Ramsey can use their library. And they give us nothing for the hundreds of people that use our library every year. We need to renegotiate that deal to make be it more reciprocal. Now, I brought this up twice during the last council. It was shot down both times. My fellow candidates here were on the no side on that one both times. It's just part of a very, very old agreement we have with Carlton Place going back to 1988, which takes $114,000 of our budget last year. And there's no reciprocity coming our way. Needs to be fixed.
My name's Alan Pretty. My concern is regarding Almont Hydro Components. I've been hearing rumors for years that they're leaving town. It's a very good, strong business. I've also heard that they were refused a permit to expand their building where they are.
You need to get to your question.
All right. Why aren't you keeping them in town? I know they're moving to Iron Prior. They were offered the property in the industrial park. I mean, they asked for it and didn't get it. So I just want to know why.
Thank you.
Who wants to tell the truth?
Okay, Gary.
Let Gary tell the truth.
Okay, we were dealing with the Hydro Components to sell a piece of property in the industrial park. We got to the point where Mr. Dupuy had to sign the papers to take the land over. At that point in time, he said no, that he had got some property in our prayer. So he walked away. We thought the deal was completed by everything, by our lawyers and everything else. But Mr. Dupuy refused to sign the deal. So that's why he walked.
Go ahead. Sean McLaughlin?
In short, the person came to us with an offer to buy some land. We met every single condition the person asked for, and they walked away. So, but we have got the flack as council as not being able to manage a deal. It wasn't that way at all. I'm glad we finally got some truth out here tonight.
John Levi.
I don't know. The truth has many colors. We need to get a little more imaginative way of dealing with people who want to invest in our community like our competitors do. And we always get hard and fast with the rules and stick with that, no, you cannot offer any incentives of any kind, and that is not true. Everyone else does it. If we want to compete on that market, we have to learn how to do it.
My name is Bill Troisch. This question is probably directed at Mayor Levi, but I'm not sure whether anyone else can answer this one. When the Heritage Impact Assessment was done regarding the proposed Enidu project, it was recommended that a design advisory committee be formed, which was already mentioned tonight. My question relates to the selection process and composition of this committee. The ad that was run in the EMC last week indicates that the mayor and a councillor, among others...
Jump to the question.
It's getting good. Will be on the committee. Will the mayor mentioned in the current be the current lame duck mayor? And I don't use that term derogatorily. It's a legal term describing councils in elections.
Question,
but
please.
Will it be that mayor, or will it be the newly elected mayor who will oversee this still unapproved project?
Thank you. John Levi.
Well, we don't become a lame duck mayor until the election. So we're still an active council. We could have formed this committee by now. It's been delayed by maybe circumstance, maybe by design. And I don't think that we should be. One of the main interests of the people of this community is what will the building proposal be? The proponent has hired probably the most significant historic architect firm in Ontario, if not in Canada, and wants to get on with the design, and we're dragging our feet setting up the committee. So it'll likely be after the election, and hopefully it's the same mayor.
Gary Dalgetty.
Yeah, the staff needed time to prepare the terms of reference for the committee, and that has just been done. It is now, our planner is now taking it to the proponent of Enerdo for his review of it. The deadline for getting a community person on the committee ends on Friday at noon hour. So everything is in the works. Council meets again on, I believe, the 12th of November, but the mayor has a chance to call a special meeting to get the committee formed and going. So, I mean, it's all in the works. It takes time. It takes time to advertise for a community person, and we're well on our way now.
No, he doesn't wish to speak.
No, I'm fine.
Okay, my name's Jane McLeod, and I'm going to ask the question, where do you stand on Enerdo?
Where do you stand on Enerdo? Sean.
Well, I think I made it pretty clear in my presentation where I stand on Enerdo. I don't accept it in its current form, and I'm going to work very hard to get control over that project as soon as we can.
John Levi.
I love the way we keep saying we don't accept it in its current form. We don't know exactly what that form is, and we want to get it through as a process, and it would be nice to see what the proposal will look like. We've had a lot of misinformation and stuff going around, and we talk a lot about economy and taxes, and cooperation with this Overmar Weir and stuff is a huge economic benefit to the town. We were trying to build that about 12 years ago that couldn't afford it. We now have a proponent who's willing to spend $1 million and do it for us, to put in the weir, which will help control the water. And there's benefits in the summertime control of water together, generating hydro. So there's quite a lot of economic interest in the town in this project, and I think that Enerdo's intention is to build a very fine building and replace that island that sits in behind the building, and it will not be a detraction to the community, in my opinion. And tourists will be love to come and see it. Now, different kind of cars. That's the way it is.
Gary Dalgetty.
Yes, in my opinion, the proponent of Enerdo did not market this project properly. He did not engage the people of Elmont properly.